the Canadian Communist Party and he is with the Canadian Peace Congress. Please welcome Comrade Brother Miguel.
There we go. Well, dear friends, dear comrades, the Canadian Peace Congress is pleased to bring militant solidarity greetings to this rally and to many others like it across Canada and around the world in response to this provocative attack on the rights of the Palestinian people. As others have noted, the announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump regarding the status of Jerusalem gives a de facto stamp of approval to the formal annexation of East Jerusalem, the heart of the Palestinian lands occupied illegally by Zionist Israel since the 67 war. It is, by any measure, a contravention of numerous UN resolutions and the principles of international law, and effectively declares war on the Palestinian people, those within Israel, those in the occupied territories, and those in the diaspora around the world. The motives behind this blatant act of aggression must be seen in the context of the failed strategy of U.S. imperialism and its allies in NATO and in the Middle East itself to fashion a new Middle East based on weak, splintered Arab states, financed by Saudi Gulf capital, and dominated politically and militarily by Israel, in league with and on behalf of the imperialist states and international finance capital. This imperialist strategy has been decisively defeated in Syria, whose people have heroically defended their national sovereignty after almost 7 years of a proxy imperialist-sponsored and directed war. It faces growing resistance by the peoples of Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, Yemen, and elsewhere throughout the region. In fact, this announcement is not a sign of strength. It is rather an act of desperation. And it further exposes the treacherous roles of those misleaders in the Arab world. Prince Mohammed bin Salman, King Abdullah in Jordan, Sisi, and Harari in Lebanon. All those who have conspired in the shadows with Washington and Tel Aviv against the Palestinian people. While those reactionaries do not speak for the peoples of their countries any more than you, Mr. Trump, speak on behalf of the people of the United States. Now is the time for unity and struggle of all Palestinians and of all those peace-loving forces around the world who support their just struggle for freedom and self-determination. No justice, no peace. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miguel. And brother.